You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, we'll hear about the impact of wetlands legislation just signed into law here in Wisconsin.
First, the Government Accountability Board voted yesterday to ask for money from the state legislature to fund a voter ID education campaign. A report from ProPublica in late March critiqued Wisconsin, saying there should have been a public service campaign before the April 5th primary.
Kevin Kennedy is with us now to talk about the decision to ask for money from the state legislature. He's director and general counsel for the Government Accountability Board. Kevin, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Rob.
So what are you hoping to do if this funding comes through to educate Wisconsin voters about the voter ID law?
Well, we would restart the campaign that we had designed back in 2011 and that we used briefly in 2012 and in 2014, which is we call it the Bring It to the Ballot campaign, really just to raise people's awareness that you need an ID, get them to go to our Bring It .wi.gov website where they can get some more detailed information or to use our toll-free number that we have that they can call if they don't have internet access. There's a lot of complexity that if people aren't paying attention, it's hard to pick up right on election day, and so we want people to be prepared and get to that website and get the information. So the purpose of the campaign really is to say, you're going to need an ID, be prepared. Here's where you can get more detailed information because there's a lot of exceptions that people aren't aware about. There's a couple extra steps for students that's different for most people. Most people have the ID they need, but they often don't pay attention to this until right before they go to cast an absentee ballot or to vote at the polls.
We just put this to a test a few weeks ago with the primary. That was the biggest turnout election we've actually had the voter ID law in place for. Did we see confusion among voters on voter ID?
We did see some confusion. On one hand, things went very smoothly. Student polling places were really the most challenging. Part of that is, I think, the nature of being a student. You don't think about this till right before then because you're so focused on your classes and everything else. But it's also a couple extra steps for students. It's not just that, and they would make assumptions that their out-of-state driver's license was good instead of checking out to see that they could have gotten a product from the university or their private college that would have helped them, but they would have needed two pieces of documentation. So we will, in addition to, getting some more information on radio and news, we will be reaching out directly to the colleges and universities again to do that.
The Government Accountability Board voted to make this request. It was 4-2 in favor of asking for funds. Why did we see that two-member dissension?
Well, this is a politically charged decision. We talked about this back in April at a public meeting. The board said, the staff came to the board and said, we now have voter ID. It's going to be in full force for the 2016 election. The legislature gave us money before, but they don't have it in the budget. And the board at that time said, look, the legislature wants a funding campaign, and they need to step up to the table. We did some outreach behind the scenes, and they were just focused on other things, one of them being the dismantling of the Government Accountability Board. And so, again, like the students I'm talking about, the polling place, the legislature starts to pay attention now that we've had an election and said, oh, maybe a campaign would be a good idea. And we got a request, and the board voted to say, well, we'll ask for the money because, and the dissension really was we had a tremendous turnout even without it, but you have some folks who just weren't prepared, and there is that level of confusion, and no matter what level of outreach we do, I'm sure we're not going to catch all the people that could benefit from knowing what they need to know to be prepared.
Some legislative leaders have said they'd consider this. Governor Walker said, I'm quoting, the fact is the state had to spend a whole lot of time and money defending the law, the voter ID law. And the quote goes on, we continue to do so today. If people were really serious about that, they wouldn't have allowed the state to use all that money to fight courts and to use that in promoting the system. So is there a link between money defending voter ID from legal challenges and money that could have been spent on a public campaign to educate people about voter ID?
No, there's not. That's really a very disingenuous comment. I mean, this was a very politically charged decision in the legislature. Not everyone supports it, and people were challenging the right. That's a whole different issue than working it out, and I don't think that's like apples and oranges.
Talking to Kevin Kennedy, Director and General Counsel for the Government Accountability Board, which just requested funding from the state legislature to get the word out to educate voters about a photo ID between now and elections later this year. Kevin, you mentioned the Government Accountability Board on the way out now. There's a handover going to the new Elections Commission after the legislature changed how our election management system works here. How is this handoff going to work?
Well, we're in the midst of the transition right now. Four of the six commissioners have been appointed by the legislative leaders. The governor has to make two appointments. He's got a Democratic list of former clerks and a Republican list of former clerks. He has to pick one from each list, and then they can go about the business of picking who the new administrator is for the agency. Most of the staff carries over as a result of the transition.
We had a caller, Kevin, getting back to voter ID, saying a lot of people were turned away at the polls because they didn't have correct documentation, and wondering, are there numbers that do we know how many people were unable to vote, were turned away because they didn't have the right kind of ID versus people who were able to get that squared away? Do we have stats on that?
We really don't have stats on that, although I can tell you anecdotally, most people, I was at several different polling places on Election Day. I talked to the chief inspectors, and they had only a handful of people who didn't have the ID. And in most cases, what happened there is when I was there, one person didn't have it. She went out to her car and got it. I think the biggest challenge is when you talk about numbers were the students. We saw long lines there because they needed to register to vote. That often requires a separate piece of documentation because they have to prove their residence for voter registration, whereas they have to prove their identity for the voter ID.
So absent this campaign, the money is still in the air. What do you want voters to know, now that you're talking to some of them, at least on the air, about voter ID when they're going to vote in the U.S. Senate primaries this summer or the general election in November?
Well, I think the big thing that we want people to do is, as I've said, you want them to be prepared when they get to the polls, and the best way is to check our website. Go to bringit.wi.gov to find out what's the type of identification that you need. If you need to know where your polling place is, what your registration status is, myvote.wi.gov, very personalized. You can put in your name and your date of birth, and it will tell you if you're registered. It will tell you your polling place. It will give you the options of who's on the ballot. But I always tell people, don't wait till the last minute. We expect more than 3 million people at the polls in November. That's over a million more than we had in just a couple weeks ago. So be prepared.
And briefly, Kevin, as we wrap up, you have this request in for the legislature to use some discretionary money to educate people. Are you confident? Do you think it's likely that they'll sign off on that?
Well, we'll make the request that board directed us to make it. As you said, the two committee chairs were supportive in their public comments, and our staff right now is putting together a number of different options that we can do within the amount of money that the board directed us to use, and we'll get that request in very quickly to the joint committee.
Kevin, thanks a lot for joining us today.
You're very welcome.
That's Kevin Kennedy, Director and General Counsel for the Government Accountability Board, which for another couple of months administers elections here in Wisconsin. He joined us to talk about the board's decision yesterday to request money for a campaign to educate people about the state's voter ID laws.